In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. You know, when we read and pray the prayers during Lent at Mass, what is often prayed after Holy Communion is that we have received this sacred gift of the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that it would prepare us for heaven, that it would prepare us, that the Lord would prepare us for heaven. You know, heaven is what it's all about. You see, heaven is what it's all about, and not too many people speak of heaven. And today I want to speak about heaven, because our call is a heavenly call. Because we serve the one who came from heaven to earth to save us. And he gave us his Holy Spirit and places heaven in our hearts. We are not made for this earth, even though this earth is beautiful. It's a beautiful place. You know? But we have been made for the eternal, for heaven. This is so important because, you know, we're all so stuck on the earth because, you know, we're earthlings. And, you know, we know everything about the earth, you know? We know exactly when spring starts, to the very second. We know exactly at the very second we're going to have a full moon. We know all those things. Isn't that wonderful? That's wonderful. When it comes to the ocean, we know when there's going to be a moon tide and a flood tide. We know when there's going to be a very, very low tide. We know all these things. We are masters of the earth. But you know what? We are meant for heaven. St. Paul says, our citizenship is in heaven. And it is from there that we await the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will give a new form to these earthly bodies of ours. You see, I don't want to have so much of heaven that I'm not any good for the earth. I want to be filled up with the presence of heaven so that I can bring it to the earth. I want to be filled up with the presence of God, the presence of heaven, so that I can bring it to people. People are looking for something greater than the earth. We are looking for God. We're looking for Jesus. Do you know that Jesus makes heaven heaven? Jesus does. Where Jesus is, there's heaven. Do you know that? Where Jesus is, there's heaven. Jesus makes heaven heaven. I'm reading from Revelation 21, verse 22. John says, I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb. And the city had no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gave it light, and its lamp is the Lamb. And nations will walk by its light, by the glory of God, and kings of the earth will bring their treasures during the day. Its gates will never be shut, and there will be no night there. Isn't that wonderful? There will be no night there, only day. No darkness where the evil one lurks. We remember when Judas betrayed Jesus and left the cenacle, and John said, it was night. Oh, there will be no night in heaven. It will be a perpetual now day in the glory of the Lord, in the presence of the Lord. But we do not have to wait for heaven to experience heaven. We can have the experience of heaven, drops of heaven. It's called grace, and grace flows when we worship God. Grace flows when we love God. Grace flows when we love one another. We can experience His touches of heaven now. We don't have to wait to go to heaven because Jesus is in us now by the Holy Spirit. In my heart, there is heaven, not completely, because I'm still of the earth and I'm still prone to sin. But you know what? Heaven is real. Heaven is real. And heaven is as close to you as your heart, where Jesus dwells, if you're a believer. We still experience darkness. We still experience darkness. It's called the darkness of faith. And even in the darkness of faith, we say, I believe. Even when faith seems so dark and I cannot see one inch before me, what do? We run away, or do we run to? I believe. I don't understand, but I believe, and I trust you, Jesus. Oh, yes, we experience the darkness in our souls sometimes, sometimes for no reason. Sometimes for no reason, all of a sudden this darkness hedges over us. And what do we do when darkness hedges over us? What do we do when we're walking through thorns and thistles and not the green fields of heaven? What do? We place our trust in Him, in His goodness, in His fidelity, in His mercy, in His love for us. Oh, yes, I'll tell you, the road to heaven is strewn with many thorns, but we can get glimpses of heaven. We can get glimpses of heaven. We can get glimpses of heaven. We can get glimpses of heaven, especially when we worship. Especially when we worship. Especially when we worship. Especially at the Eucharist. Especially when we worship. Glimpses of heaven, experiences of the presence of God. I'll tell you, if someone says, you know, you preached and I got converted, you know, I'm going to tell you who converted them. It was the presence of God. It was Jesus Himself. Yes, God used this word under the power of the Holy Spirit, but it was heaven that touched that soul. It was heaven that touched that person. It was heaven. We're being prepared for heaven. But you know what? We're either going to heaven, ultimately, or going to hell, ultimately. The people in purgatory, they're on their way to heaven, not because it's a second chance. They're being purified by the love of God, by the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. But ultimately, there's heaven and there's hell, ultimately. And you want to know what? We're bringing people to the place we're going. People will follow us either to heaven or to hell. This is real. Oh, this is so real. You see, no one goes to heaven alone. We bring people with us. And no one goes to hell alone either. We bring people with us. That's real. That's real. We have an influence on people. Our children, our neighbors, our friends, our enemies. I'm telling you, you're not going to heaven alone, and you're not going to hell alone. You're going to bring people. You're going to bring people. They'll be there because of you. So choose Jesus. Choose Jesus. Choose Jesus today. Choose His cross. Choose His blood. Choose His mercy. Choose His forgiveness. Choose heaven. You don't want to go to hell. You don't want to go there. There's nothing there for you. Only regret and torment. You don't need it. You don't need it. Choose Jesus today. He wants to grasp your hand. He wants to grasp your hand today. He wants to tell you, I have loved you with an everlasting love, and you're mine. I have a destiny for you, and you're mine. Give me your life. Offer your life to me today. I can make something from it. I want heaven to fill your soul. I want heaven to fill your soul. I want heaven to fill your heart so that you'll know what it is to know the presence of God. I want you to bring people into the presence of God so that they can experience drops of heaven. You know why the Lord gave us the church? Let me tell you. He gave us the church so that we would be showered with the blessings of heaven. The place where we meet is a holy place where we celebrate the Word, the Eucharist, and the sacraments. It's a holy place. It should be a place where people experience the presence of God, where they experience heaven. That's why we have church buildings, you know. That's why we gather in a place that's sacred so that we could experience the presence of God. And that presence breaks in as we operate in faith. That holy presence breaks in as we worship the Lord, as we continue to love God and love each other. I told you the other day about Sister Seraphim. The first time I met her. And I was a young man, and she said, well, let's pray now. And she was just silent. And I knew I was in the presence of God. I knew I was in the presence of God. His presence came. And she closed her eyes and was so quiet. His presence came. I remember once when I was a deacon, there was a knock on the door. It was Pentecost morning, as a matter of fact. There was a knock on the door, and at the door there was a drunken young man. So I tell him, you know, I will drive you to Quincy Hospital. They have a rehab there, a place to dry out. And so I drove him. I remember that. But before he went in to get dried out, I said, let me pray with you. And so I prayed with him. And he said, I experienced the holy presence when you pray. I'm a Muslim. And I said to him, well, you know, this is the presence of Jesus. This is the presence of the Father and His Son. You cannot deny that you're experiencing the holy presence. But I want to tell you, this is the presence of the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. I never saw the man again. That was in 1979. I remember it as if it were yesterday. The old car that I was driving. He knew what he was experiencing, the holy presence. He was experiencing heaven, a drop of heaven. But heaven is all about Jesus. Where Jesus is, there is heaven. Where Jesus is, there is heaven. We receive Him at Eucharist. We receive Jesus the Lord at Eucharist. We are receiving heaven. This is the Lord we receive. We are receiving heaven. Jesus makes heaven, heaven. And then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, sparkling, clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, down the middle of the street. On either side of the river grew the tree of life that produces fruit 12 times a year, once each month. And its leaves, the leaves of the trees, serve for the healing of the nations. Oh, yeah, that river, that crystal clear river that flows from the throne of God and the Lamb, that's the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to tell you, when we worship God, that river breaks through. That river breaks through. That river breaks through. Sparkling, clear, crystal, flowing from the throne of God and the throne of the Lamb. Yes, that river. I tell you, at my conversion, I knew nothing about a river. I knew nothing about a river. I knew nothing about a river. But I'm telling you, when I said to Jesus that day, I give you my life, after he spoke to me, I felt a river burst in my stomach. I knew nothing about a river. I had no idea about river. Jesus said, let the man who thirsts come to me, for out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. That's real. It wasn't something I could make up, because I didn't know it in my conscious life, a river flowing through me. But I knew it. I knew it. Something broke in me, and I could experience this river welling up to eternal life. Oh, I couldn't say those words then, but I knew it was God. I knew it was God. I couldn't do this. How could I do this? This was the presence of God. This was the presence of heaven. This was the Holy Spirit. Oh, yeah, that's when I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, before the Blessed Sacrament. I didn't need anyone to pray over me. Jesus did it, as he always does it, even when we pray over people. But there was no intermediary, just Jesus did it. That river burst in me. It was a river of, I've never experienced it since, experientially. I've never experienced the bubbling up of that river since, but I know it's there. It's an underground stream. It's there. The Holy Spirit's in me. I don't experience it at this point, but I'm telling you, it's still there. How do you think I can preach every day? Because there's a river flowing through me. A river of life. The river of God. Flowing from the throne of God and the throne of the Lamb. Trying to reach out to people to let them know how much they're loved. That their home is in heaven and not on earth. But listen, heaven begins now. Do you know what they used to ask in the question at baptism? When they would ask the parents, what do you ask from the church for your child? And the answer was eternal life, heaven. That's right. It's the best answer. Heaven, eternal life. Then the church says, parents and godparents, this life is entrusted to you. This life of heaven is entrusted to you. Your child will become a temple of the Holy Spirit. You are to make sure that this life grows within your child. Are you ready to accept the responsibility of bringing up your child in the faith of the church? You see, baptism is not something that happens. Baptism is lived out. I'm living out my baptismal life now. It's called the life of faith. Baptism is not something that happened to me only 40 days after my birth. I was baptized 40 days after my birth. Baptism is living out the life of grace, the life of faith, working through love. you know what? No one does it perfectly. So when we make a mistake, when we sin, we ask forgiveness, and we begin again. But I'm telling you, that river flows. That river flows. That river flows. That river flows. It flows from God and the throne of the Lamb. Not only down the middle of the street in heaven, but where there's faith working through love, where there's worship, that river flows. That river flows. And it produces fruit, people, 12 times a year. Yes, this tree of life, this tree of life that we see in Genesis, and we see it again in the book of Ezekiel 47, and now we see it again in Revelation 22, the tree of life by the river of God produces abundantly because that tree is watered by the flow of the sanctuary, by the flow of the river of life. The tree of life by the river of God produces abundantly because that tree is watered by the flow of the sanctuary. If you would produce abundant fruit, be watered from the flow, from that river, from the Holy Spirit, and you will find the secret of how you are to grow fruit, 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 12 times a year. Fruit, 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 12 times a year. And nothing accursed will be found there anymore. But the throne of God and the Lamb will be in it. And his servants will worship him. And they will look upon his face. And his name will be on their foreheads. And night will be no more. And nor will they need light from lamp or sun. For the Lord God shall give them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. I'll read it again. These are powerful words. Powerful words. And the angel showed me the river of the life-giving water, sparkling like crystal, flowing from the throne of God and the throne of the Lamb. Down the middle of the street, on either side of the river, grew the tree of life that produces fruit 12 times a year, once each month. The leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nations. Nothing accursed will be found there anymore. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants, those who are his friends, those who live by faith, working through love, will worship him. And they will look upon his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. And night will be no more, and they will need no light from lamp or sun. For the Lord God shall give them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. That's our call. Don't miss it. Don't miss it, the marriage feast of the Lamb. Don't miss it. It's for you. That's why he died. That's why he rose from the dead. Don't miss it. If you miss this marriage feast, you've missed everything. This is the feast of marriage that lasts between God and his people forever and ever. And there will be no more tears and no more crying and no more pain and no more shame and no more hurt and no more abuse. But only God, only God, only God, only the Lamb, only the river of life, only the Spirit, only the people marked with the sign of faith, those that have gone before us who lived for Jesus, who lived for Jesus. Oh yes, they are now in heaven, so many of them. They are the cloud of witnesses that surround us in Hebrews 11. They are the cloud of witnesses in Hebrews 11 or 12. They are the cloud of witnesses that are constantly praying for us, rooting for us. They are there, the communion of saints. They know what you're going through. They are there rooting for you, praying for you. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. God wants to give you heaven, but you need to repent of your sins. You need to repent of your sins. You need to repent of your sins and admit you are in need of Jesus. You are in need of salvation. You are in need of a Savior. That's all you need to do. You need to give your life to Jesus every single day, every single day, every single day. You need to worship Him. You need to worship the Father. You need to worship Him. It's for you if you want it. Lord Jesus, pray. Lord Jesus, I'm desperate for you. I'm desperate for you. Come dwell in my heart by faith. I want to live for you. Put heaven in my heart. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Wash away my sins in your blood. Wash away my sins in your blood. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. I want to know the touch of heaven. I want to know the glory of God. I want to know the joy of heaven. Even now, I want to know drops of it. I want to know. I want to know. Amen. Listen, I need to hear from you, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And remember, Jimmy the Roofer, if it's going to snow tonight, your roof's going to leak. 617-519-0341, 617-519-0341. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.